Young people attending the World Youth Day event in Madrid next month will get to see Pope Benedict in a new role as a manga comic book hero. Entitled Habemus Papam, the new comic has been specially produced for the World Youth Day gathering that nearly 2 million people are expected to attend. The project is the brainchild of Jonathan Lin, a Catholic manga comic publisher based in California. Over 300,000 copies of the comic are being produced and printed and will be distributed to participants at the World Youth Day event and to the general public at key locations throughout the Spanish capital. Lin told me more about this project.
Yeah, basically, it's a short story that tells the drama of the Pope leading up to his election at the conclave in 2005. And then there's some flashback sequences of his time as a young seminarian back in Germany. And then it ends with his travels to the last two previous World Youth Days in Germany and in Australia, and then what those messages are for young people. And then finally it ends with his message for the youth at this coming World Youth Day in Spain.
And what kind of feedback have you had from any young people who've read the advanced copies?
It's been pretty good. What I noticed is that a lot of them did not know that Pope Benedict XVI, he did not want to be Pope, which took them by surprise. And so we're hoping that this book actually can serve as a tool to let people know that the Holy Father is a real person, that he really cares for us, right? And he generally has these same issues that the rest of us do in trying to follow Christ.
You've produced manga comics before, haven't you, about biblical figures such as St. Paul and Judith. What gave you the idea of doing biblical-themed manga comics?
Well, basically, when I was thinking of starting a business, I was talking to my father about ideas, and he had this idea asking, how come there are no Bible manga or Bible-themed manga out there? And it got me thinking, how come there isn't any? So I did started doing some research, and there were a few. They weren't that many around, so I decided, this is kind of like an interesting niche that I could kind of tap into. It's kind of underserved, and manga serves this kind of tween and teen market. And I saw, like, at least in the Catholic book market segment, this area wasn't being addressed. So that's how it got started.
Coming back to the manga comics that you've produced before, I mean, how popular did they prove with young people? And what made you choose these two particular biblical figures?
So we chose these two figures because our writers had an interest in writing about St. Paul and then Judith. And also because they themselves had pretty interesting stories to tell. Like St. Paul, he had this incredible adventure in his life from being a persecutor, and then he finds God, and then he goes on to start spreading the gospel, right, until his martyrdom in Rome. And so the writer felt that Paul's road to Damascus moment could really resonate with everybody, because, you know, a lot of people have the same experience, this road to Damascus experience. And it might not be as dramatic as Paul's, but nevertheless, they do have this experience. And then the same thing with Judith. She has to make the decision whether to go and save Israel, right? And so the writer, Gabrielle, really liked that concept and thought it would really work well to show, especially young female readers, you know, a positive role model who takes control of the situation and goes out and saves her country.
And how popular did they prove with young people?
I mean, the reception was pretty good. You know, we had a book signing at the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. back in January during the March for Life, and the reception was amazing. We had the authors and the illustrator there, and just watching the kids really gobble it up, it kind of gave me the confirmation that this is the right way to go.
Tell us a little bit about manga comics for those who might not know much about them, you know, just how popular they are, how they started.
Sure, yeah. So manga originated in Japan, and it's basically their style of comic books. So in the West, we have our style. At least in the U.S., we have, Spider-Man and Superman and those guys from Marvel. And in Japan, they have this own style called manga. And the television form, or the film format, is called anime. So manga covers this wide range of complex stories and subjects that can span, like, you know, real vast genres and storylines. And so we chose manga as a tool basically to show to, you know, to the youth and to the world that the church is, you know, that we're not afraid of modernity, right? We're not afraid of evolving culture. And because it's so popular, you know, manga is one of the most popular exports of Japan. Right? I think the last figure was over $1 billion in anime or manga-related either books or merchandise that sold overseas. And so we thought manga would be an excellent format to reach out to young people where they're at.
Coming back to the manga for the World Youth Day, how much is it going to cost, or will it be distributed free of charge, or is it the organizing committee who is picking up the tab?
Yeah, so basically the printing donation is covered by John Paul the Great Catholic University in San Diego. So they're footing the printing costs in Madrid with the local printer. And then my company, we're footing the development costs, so like the writing and then the illustration expenses. The book actually is 32 pages, and it will be distributed for free at about 400 or so special kiosks or book display stands, basically, that's going to be peppered throughout the city, either at catechesis sites, at tourist spots, at metro stations, train stations, the airport. And it will be distributed by the logistics team of World Youth Day.
Is it just Spanish or what?
Oh, it'll be both in English and Spanish.
And I gather that you're publishing around 300,000 copies, is that right, or is it more than that?
Yes, yeah, 300,000 copies, and if there's requirements to print more, we're going to try to work with that.
And do you have any future projects in the pipeline?
Yeah, we do. We're coming out with an expanded version of the Benedict XVI manga. So this will be 200 pages, and it'll go into much more detail about Pope Benedict's life, you know, from when he was a young child to being drafted into the German army, serving as a anti-aircraft battery unit, to his days as a seminarian, to his days as teaching in Germany, and then finally leading up to his current role as Holy Father. And then we're going to try to include some interesting points, like his conversation with astronauts, for example, or his first Twitter post or tweet, and those kind of fun things. And then we'll also include stories that people will get to submit themselves about their own personal stories involving the Holy Father during this coming World Youth Day on our special websites.
And this expanded, longer version of a manga comic featuring the Pope, when is that due to be published?
We're hopefully targeting the end of October, possibly early November, just in time for the Christmas season.
The Habemus Papum comic was written by Gabriel Genisic, a 21-year-old student at John Paul the Great University in San Diego, California. So what for her was the aim of this comic she wrote?
Well, in the book that I wrote, the main purpose of it is to familiarize audiences with the Pope. We all see the Pope on television or in news articles, and he's kind of this distant figure for a lot of the youth. And so hopefully with this book that focuses on little vignettes of his past life or before he was Pope and his daily schedule, what he goes through on a regular basis as Pope currently, hopefully that will broaden their horizons and make him more personable, more relatable, so that the youth can almost see him more as a friend or a leader than just this vague persona that they hear about on television.
And why do you see manga comic books as a very effective form of giving greater visibility to the figure of Pope Benedict and to the Church's message in general? Why is it so effective?
Well, first of all, because manga as an element, it's grown immensely popular worldwide. The youth are reading it more and more. It's the perfect blend of visuals that you see in movies and then novels. You get the best of both worlds with manga. It's the general genre as a whole, the appealing to the youth, not only read about Pope Benedict, but to be able to see him in the pictures too and affiliate actions with the words. It's just overall an easier read and a more enjoyable one for the younger generation.
And have you written other manga comics on a specifically, shall we say, Catholic nature? And if so, what have been the feedbacks from the kids who've read them?
Yes, I've written about four others. and one is actually going to be published within the next few months. So far, the feedback has been very good. We get Catholics and non-Catholics alike reading them.
And what message are you hoping will be conveyed to those who will be reading the book featuring Pope Benedict at the World Youth Day?
Well, I'm hoping that the entire theme of this upcoming World Youth Day will be, what will you say yes to? So in reading this book, I hope that they, or the youth, can see what Pope Benedict had to say yes to in becoming Pope, and they can look at the decisions they have to make in their own life and decide what they have to say yes to God to.
That was Gabriel Genisic, writer for a manga comic about Pope Benedict. And earlier you heard the voice of Jonathan Lin, head of Manga Hero, publisher of the new Habemus Papam comic.